I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Former retired police officer Bobby Yentaro is bicycling across the country in the middle of all this in order to raise awareness about Daniel Faulkner, Mumia Abu-Jamal. We're coming up on the, in December? Is it the 39th anniversary? Wow. Just think about that. Just think about what's going on here with this nonsense. Let's go to Officer Bobby, somewhere out there in America. Officer, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. Where are you today, Bobby?
I'm west of Lake Charles, Louisiana, somewhere near Sulphur, Louisiana.
Sulphur, okay. Now, where did you start? Where did you start off this cross-country trek?
The beginning of the month, I flew out to Maureen's house and hooked up with her, myself, and my buddy Brian. He used to be a firefighter. Okay. He's my support van driver. And then the day later, we went up to Ventura Beach, way north of L.A., and started the trip across the country.
So from that area in California to where you are now near Lake Charles, which I know, how far have you gone? Do you have any sense at this point? How many miles?
Yeah, about 1,500.
Wow.
Almost 1,500.
Now, are you a biker, or did you pick this up in order to do this?
Well, I started riding a bike after I retired because I just really couldn't do the job anymore. And I went ahead and picked up bike riding. I was turned on to it by a couple of people and my buddy Craig McGowan, an FOP attorney. And I just took off. I couldn't run anymore, but on the bike I can fly. And, you know, I spent 12 years as a highway patrolman, so being on two wheels is just natural.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you have those high boots that are intimidating on when you're biking or what?
I got three pairs of SPD clip shoes, and that's all I, okay. You know, that and my shorts.
Well, I got to say, that uniform is the most intimidating uniform of almost any I've ever seen in Philadelphia. So are you raising money or just awareness?
Well, both. We're raising money for the Justice for Daniel Faulkner Fund,
right?
But also for the FOP Survivors Fund. And most recently, you know, poor Lieutenant Walker, who works with my buddy Dave Novak from Highway, who loved the guy, actually the last guy in his car, and also for Sergeant O'Connor and Terry O'Connor. She's out there. Yeah. We love you. We'll never forget. But it's also for, you know, the COVID victims within the police department, and we're dedicating the last part of the ride to that. But, you know, we're raising awareness. We want to raise funds, and you know, we stop along the way. I mean, on the side of the highway, like I-40, I run into highway patrolmen, I run into deputies, and passing out shirts, information, letting them know about, you know, the injustice, you know, which is going on, and it will be 39 years.
39, yeah.
The 9th December. Of December, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And again, with Larry
I was working that night.
And Bobby,
but I wasn't there.
Yeah, with Larry Krasner involved, the odds here in Philadelphia, I don't know if I'd say 50-50 because Mumia did it. It's pretty hard to imagine. But he is doing everything he can legally, every technicality, to at least try to get a new trial and or have Mumia released from jail 39 years after this heinous crime. It's hard to believe.
It is, and I tell you, it's a slap in the face of every cop across this country, every cop supporter. I mean, the evidence cut and dried. I remember it like it was yesterday. And that's almost as long as I've known Maureen. And, you know, people don't really, I mean, this poor girl, I swear to God, my wife and I, we cry for her. My wife doesn't know how she does it. I do, because she's the toughest son of a gun I've ever met.
No, and I don't know how many of these we've been through over the years, hundreds of times of things around this. It is stunning. So where do people find you if they want to contribute, or when do you think you're going to hit the Philadelphia area again?
Well, hopefully on the 31st of May.
Okay.
I've got my buddy, Mikey Altieri. He's a detective out of Montgomery County, worked with him for years in narcotics, and he's got a bunch of people that are going to meet me there, and that's hopefully the 31st on Sunday in Jacksonville Beach. And okay. then I will actually, I think I want to keep on riding up to Savannah, Georgia for a day. I won't make it there, but then stay there and then just come back to Philly on Tuesday.
Good.
That's my goal. I'm tired. I hurt all over, and I just want to get home. But if you want to make me feel better,
yes.
If you want to make me feel better, if they go to danielfaulkner.org, all lowercase, danielfaulkner.org, and donate. And you can go to the Justice for Daniel Faulkner Facebook page, and you can follow my I got videos. You look at the videos. I'm coming down these highways, major highways, and you see the tractor trailers passing within inches of me. It's great, exciting entertainment, but the big thing is we really need to raise funds. I mean, people have to understand that, and I'm going to tell you, Dom, this by the time I get it for equipment, the vehicle rental, everything that I put out, it's going to be about $15,000.
Wow! Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, and I've made donations like that to Maureen before, and Maureen can tell you of that amount.
Well, we hope to go ahead.
But we've only raised 8,000 so far.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get on that right now. DanielFaulkner.org is the place to go. And again, Bobby, let us know. We'll get you back on when you get back to Philadelphia.
You got it. You got it. Take care, and God bless, and I love your audience. They're some of the best people on the face of this earth.
Thank you, Bobby, very much. Thanks for joining us. All right, so that on Memorial Day, we thought you'd like to hear that. That continues 39 years, and yet we have a guy who's going to be tough to dislodge in the upcoming election here, Larry Krasner. This would be the capstone for him to get Mumia out of jail.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.